Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Digest today, and we're talking about the Nobel Prize in Literature. The award was given to Bob Dylan late last year, but he kind of didn't really show up, or he was kind of nonchalant about it. Well, whatever, I got the award. And I guess it kind of surprised a lot of people, because they usually give this award to people who write novels and poetry, not popular songs.
True. Tom, this is my theory. It's not true, but I think he smoked a little too much pot throughout his life and his brain's a little dead. He's just a little too casual about getting the Nobel Prize. That's a big deal. And he didn't even say thank you or acknowledge it for quite a while.
Yes, he should have been a little courteous there.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about his drug use, though. A lot of people think of him as being a hippie and the leader of the free speech movement and
But have you seen him sing? He acts like he's high.
Could be, but in any case, I don't think he liked being considered like a leader of the hippies and stuff. They kind of just made him sort of their spokesperson, but he kind of shied away from that. But in any case, I don't know if a lot of our younger listeners will be familiar with this guy. He's already in his 70s, and his heyday was a long time ago. He hasn't really come out with anything special in a very long time.
Yeah, someone's heyday is when they were most popular. Things were going really well in their life. That was the peak of their life, you could say.
But maybe you've heard some of his songs, like The Answer, My Friend, is Blowing in the Wind.
Oh, did he write that?
Yes, he did. And what are some other ones? I can't think of them right now.
Times They Are A-Changing.
Times They Are A-Changing, All Along the Watchtower, and songs like that. So maybe you've heard of him, maybe you haven't. But in any case, let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now, and we'll be right back. Bob Dylan, the world-famous musician, was awarded the latest Nobel Prize in Literature. Although Dylan has never actually written a novel, the Nobel Committee selected him for creating new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. The committee even went so far as to compare Dylan's lyrics to the work of the great storytellers and poets Homer and Sappho. Dylan was born Robert Allen Zimmerman in 1941 in Duluth, Minnesota. He first emerged on the American music scene in 1961 and quickly became popular with his uniquely complicated folk songs, which contained lyrics about protest and political strife. Dylan's sound continued to evolve over the years as he experimented with folk, blues, rock and roll, and even Christian gospel. Over the course of his illustrious career, Dylan has won multiple Grammy Awards, in addition to an Academy Award and a Golden Globe Award, and was honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2012. While some people agree with and laud the Nobel Committee's decision to award Dylan the 2016 Prize in Literature, others have criticized the move. They questioned whether song lyrics could ever really rise to the level of literature. They also thought that the award should have gone to a truly outstanding writer who isn't widely known, since Dylan is already so famous. This isn't the first time the committee has been criticized. It has long been accused of holding biases and ignoring potential prize candidates who have differing political views. Indeed, the award has been seen as more of a symbolic political one, much like the Nobel Peace Prize for decades. Dylan himself was shocked but grateful. He said he had never stopped to consider whether his songs were literature, and that the award was something he never could have imagined or seen coming.
Okay, guys, today in our all-English lecture with no Chinese teacher at all to help you, we're going to be talking about the musician Bob Dylan. Now, I was talking to Tom before we started about Bob Dylan and how I hated his voice. He doesn't perform much anymore. He's pretty old. He's my dad's age. But it's not just me, Tom, who thinks he has kind of a tough voice to listen to. David Bowie David Bowie described his voice as being sand and glue.
Ooh.
Kind of bad.
That's hitting below the belt there, especially coming from another singer. But I tend to agree with you. I like Bob Dylan, but I only like to listen to versions of his songs that other people have done.
Oh, right.
And not Dylan himself.
And
because,
what do we call that when another musician sing somebody else's original
song. They do
song.
A cover of his songs.
Sometimes there are cover bands. I was in two cover bands in college. We didn't have any of our original material. It was all from other bands. Well, I like his stuff when other singers do it, not him.
Exactly. Like, for example, one of his songs, Like a Rolling Stone, I prefer the Spirit version of that, or All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix, or My Back Pages by The Byrds, etc., etc. Those are versions done by other musicians. But let's talk about Bob himself. Bob Dylan, the world-famous musician, was awarded the latest Nobel Prize in Literature. So the Nobel Prizes come from Sweden, right? And there are a number of those awards that are given in different fields, like science and mathematics and stuff like that. And also in literature. So he got the Nobel Prize in Literature, which was kind of a shock or kind of surprising to a lot of people.
It was shocking because, you know, he writes lyrics for pop music. It was kind of surprising because usually that Nobel Prize is given to great writers of literature. Mm. When we say literature, we think of people who are writing so much better than the rest of us. But you know what? Since I've been young, Tom, I've heard people say Bob Dylan's lyrics are amazing. Oh, he's so great. So I have heard for years and years and years that his lyrics were far better than other songwriters.
Yeah, well, he's got some interesting lyrics for sure,
yeah.
And you have to listen to them yourself to decide whether you think he deserved the Nobel Prize in Literature. But it goes on to say here, although Dylan has never actually written a novel, the Nobel Committee selected him for creating new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. So although he did not do this, they still selected him because of the reasons listed here. Of course, oftentimes, I guess they give this award if people write a novel, which people like to read. And of course, the people who gather together in Stockholm, they are the committee who talk with each other and vote and stuff, and they select the winners for various categories.
Yeah, and you know, they don't always pick people that the rest of us would choose. Some of their choices have been kind of crazy in the past. So they actually gave him this award because they thought he had created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. An expression is just a way that you communicate what you're thinking. An expression can be written down. It could be spoken. There are different ways to express yourself. And when you do express yourself, and it might be through song or through, I don't know, dance. There are lots of ways you can let people know what you're feeling inside, and that's how you express yourself. His expressions, of course, were in the form of song lyrics. When you say lyrics, you automatically know that they are words for a song. We don't use lyrics for any other thing.
Exactly. So, yes, they liked his song lyrics and they liked his poetic expressions in those songs. And this is within the great American song tradition. Yes, in America, they did produce quite a lot of interesting folk songs.
Sure.
Like Woody Guthrie and people like that. They all did a pretty good job. Pete Seeger was one of them as well.
Stephen Foster.
Indeed. And, of course, you've got all the country singers and stuff coming out with these great folk songs that people love and enjoy so much. And the committee even went so far as to compare Dylan's lyrics to the work of the great storytellers and poets Homer and Sappho. So they went so far as to compare his lyrics to these other poets. If you go so far, that means you don't stop short of what you're saying. You add something to it, and you make it even more dramatic.
Yeah, go so far as to, this is a phrase we use when we want to show how surprising something is, how shocking. They didn't stop at just saying, oh, he's a nice songwriter. They went, he's as good as Homer and Sappho. These are two people that were Greek poets long, long ago.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I thought Homer was Homer Simpson on the,
no.
on the Simpsons TV
he's
show.
He's kidding, yeah.
Of course, Homer was the famous Greek poet who wrote the Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
And did he also write the Iliad as well?
I think so, yeah.
I think so as well. Sappho, I hadn't really heard of her before this lesson today, but she's a great poet who wrote of her love of women, and she lived on the island of Lesbos. And, well, you can take it from there.
Hey, I think that's where we got the word lesbian from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the life and times of Bob Dylan right now. Dylan was born Robert Allen Zimmerman in 1941 in Duluth, Minnesota. Maybe you've heard of Duluth. It's on the shores of Lake Superior there.
It's closer to you than me.
Yeah, it's kind of in my neighborhood there. A good friend of mine from Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, is a big fan of Bob Dylan, but
really?
Duluth is in northern Minnesota, whereas the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, are kind of toward the south.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know he came from Minnesota. He probably had that fun Fargo accent, the movie Fargo. If you ever watch it, listen for the funny accent. Those people talk really strangely. So he was born in Minnesota back in 1941. So he's almost as old as my dad. Pretty close.
He's up there, yeah.
Yeah. He first emerged on the American music scene in 1961. When we're talking about music, we often talk about the music scene or the fashion scene or the movie scene. Here it's the music scene. It just means he was involved in the music industry. And if you emerge, it just means that's when you first were discovered. You know, people started noticing you back in 1961 and quickly became popular with his uniquely complicated folk songs. They're unique because nobody else has songs like Bob Dylan. So if you're unique, you're one of a kind, you're unlike anything else. And folk songs are just songs that are written to talk about real life people, people who live, you know, everyday lives, folk songs. And notice we don't say folk with an L. It's just folk songs.
Yeah, folk, it's related to, like, the German word Volk, V-O-L-K, Volkswagen,
or
the car.
Or polka dots, you know, the big red, or big, I guess, circles on material. Those are polka dots, not polka.
Right, you're talking about the pronunciation there. The L is silent there, so we're talking about his uniquely complicated folk songs. Yes, I read a book about him, and what he used to do was he'd go through newspapers and look for stories.
Really?
And then he'd try to write a song around the story.
That's cool.
Also, you may remember a movie starring Denzel Washington about the fighter Hurricane Carter.
Yeah,
Dylan wrote a song about him, too.
Oh,
the Life
movie.
And Times of Hurricane Carter. I think that song was actually featured in that movie at one point. And so these are folk songs, songs of the people, for the people, and by the people. And they contained lyrics about protest and political strife. Strife here is like conflict.
Yeah.
When you have a difficult situation in your life, political strife. You could talk about economic strife as well. If a country's economy is doing poorly, or even if you yourself are not doing so well, you're suffering economic strife.
Now, Dylan's sound continued to evolve or change over time as he experimented with folk, blues, rock and roll, and even Christian gospel music. You probably noticed that his name was a Jewish name, Zimmerman. It's very Jewish. But later in his life, he converted to Christianity, and he became a Christian, and he wrote Christian gospel music, too. So if you experiment with something, guys, you just kind of, you know, test it out, try it out. Some people like to experiment with different fashion as they're growing up to see, you know, what kind of suits them or fits them. Tom, he likes to experiment with different kinds of music. Don't you, Tom? You listen to different kinds than I do.
Yeah, I guess if you're listening to it, you could say that. But if you're a musician and you try different styles, we could say you're experimenting with those. Or if you're an artist or a writer or even a scientist or even an economist, you probably experiment with different interpretations of the economy or stuff like that.
Try always, different kinds, yeah.
You try things that haven't been tried before. Mm-hmm. And he tried these different things. Folk music, of course, with just the guitar and the harmonica. America, the blues, rock and roll, and Christian gospel. Gospel can refer to what? The testimony in the Bible about how the world
Jesus
was created and Jesus
and died for us on the cross.
All that kind of stuff. But also gospel music can be itself music that is religious, especially Christian music.
Yeah, religious in nature. Now, over the course of his illustrious career, Dylan, he actually won multiple Grammy Awards. A Grammy Award is the award you get when you record music. So he won a lot of Grammy Awards. In addition, he also got an Academy Award. That's the Oscar, as we refer to it fondly. And a Golden Globe Award, which can be given by the foreign press. We're Americans, so anyone foreign's in Europe. They are the ones who decide who's the best actor or actress in movies. And some TV shows, they get Golden Globe Awards. And he was also honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2012. That's given out by the President of the United States. I think they award these to people who are pretty much legends, living legends, who have done very well in their own particular industry, especially entertainment. They seem to get a lot of these medals of freedom. So those are given out based on whoever the president really, really respects and admires.
Like in 2016, I think some of the medals of freedom went to like Michael Jordan and to
Yogi
Ellen.
Berra.
Yeah, and Ellen DeGeneres was also awarded, and I think Bill Gates and his wife were awarded to
Melinda,
right, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, but this was awarded to Bob Dylan back in the year 2012.
Okay. So that means Obama gave it to him. Yeah.
That's right, indeed. So we'll take a break right now, but stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Again, we're talking about Bob Dylan, who was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature last year. And, of course, we did talk about his illustrious career and all the things he has done, all the different styles of music he has experimented with, and all the awards he has received. Again, we're talking about his illustrious career.
Mm-hmm.
Your career basically is the job you choose for your life, or at least for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not a part-time job you do during college to help pay your tuition, like working at 7-Eleven or Mo's Burger or something like that. This is something you study for. Dylan, of course, I guess taught himself the guitar and music, so he has had this career as a musician, pumping out tons and tons of albums, and I've actually got a couple of them myself, but in any case, he has gone on to win these Grammy Awards, an Academy Award, and a Golden Globe Award as well, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, that's why we call his career illustrious, which just means well-respected, well-known. He did very well. You could say he was very, very successful. He still has a lot of fans around the globe. Let's move on to the next paragraph. While some people agree with and laud the Nobel Committee's decision to award Dylan the 2016 Prize in Literature, others, they don't feel so happy about it. They've criticized the move. They criticized giving him the Nobel Prize. We'll talk about that in a minute. But if you laud somebody, it means you praise them, especially in public. So you're telling them, oh, you're wonderful. So they get a lot of praise, you know, by people who think that they've done something pretty wonderful. You don't often see that word. It's a little strange, but we do use it. It's a little bit more formal, I would say. It's more formal than praise. But he was given this award, and when it happened, I remember there was a lot of news about it because Bob Dylan didn't respond at first.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything. He was quiet. If you criticize somebody, you're telling them you're unhappy about something they've done or what they're doing. You also talk about how you disapprove of them for things they're doing. Maybe they have flaws and faults that you think are bad. Oftentimes when you're pursuing a career, especially in entertainment, you're constantly criticized. People who say, oh, you can't act. Oh, your voice is horrible. That's what I say about Bob Dylan. And I thought it was a little strange that he got the Nobel Prize, I'll be honest.
Yeah, usually you expect the Nobel Prize in Literature to go to somebody who writes novels or poems and stuff like that. But on the other hand, though, song lyrics are sometimes pretty good. And, you know, what kind of award can they get? It can be considered poetry to a certain extent.
A Tony? If they write for Broadway, a Tony Award.
Yeah, I wonder if he's won any Tony Awards.
Yeah.
It's possible. Who knows? But again, we're talking about people who have criticized the move. Such people can also be referred to as critics.
Mm-hmm.
So they have questioned whether song lyrics could ever really rise to the level of literature. Yeah, what do you think? Can a poem or a song have lyrics that are as good as a novel or a short story or something?
Poetry's pretty awesome. Yeah, sure.
Well, it can be sometimes. Indeed, and even very short poems can be really significant.
Mm-hmm.
And they also thought that the award should have gone to a truly outstanding writer who isn't widely known. I guess that's a tradition. Oftentimes when you hear the award given out for literature, oftentimes it's somebody you've never heard of before, and they give that award to somebody who's kind of unknown or who isn't widely known, I guess maybe to bring recognition to them or because everybody's just kind of overlooking them.
No, it boosts their career. They're also awarded $1 million as a cash prize. You don't often talk about that part of it, but that's a big part.
Mm.
So anyone who gets a Nobel Prize gets $1 million. So some of those writers, it would really help their careers kind of, you know, really get going at that moment.
Give them a big boost. Yeah.
But he got it even though he was already famous, so people were surprised. This isn't the first time the committee has been criticized. Oh, no. They're criticized every time they give out Nobel Prizes, aren't they?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yep.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a different opinion about things. And who's to say they're expert judges? I think some of the awards they've given out are crazy.
Mm.
It's long been accused of holding biases and ignoring potential prize candidates who have differing political views. Yeah, the people on the committee are pretty liberal, and they like to give out the awards to people who share their political views. If you've been accused of something, it means someone points at you and says, "You're guilty of doing this." So they think you've done something wrong. If you hold a bias, it means you like one party better than another. I have biases. I prefer the Yankees over any other team. So I'm biased if I ever watch baseball games. If the Yankees aren't playing, I think it's boring.
Yeah, I'm biased as well since I'm a country boy, and every time city people think they're so big and smart and intelligent, I kind of say, you think so? Maybe you ought to try living in Kansas for a hot summer and see how smart you'll be then. But in any case here, yes, this committee has been accused of bias and, you know, having these opinions, and they ignore potential prize candidates who have differing political views. Yeah, they probably don't like somebody if they're really a hardcore conservative or something like that, or if they're really religious. I don't really know of the political bias of the committee in Stockholm. I assume they're liberals, since Stockholm is in Sweden, which is pretty much a socialist country. But in any case here, they probably have these biases, and they're criticized of that. They are accused of that.
Mm.
And, of course, if you're a potential prize winner, that means you have the capability of doing this in the future. And these are candidates that could be considered, but these critics say, hey, you just kind of ignore them because they don't have the same political views that you do.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of tough. I don't know if they could ever have a committee that would please everybody. You know, everyone has different views, different points of view.
Yep.
Indeed, the award has been seen as more of a symbolic political one, much like the Nobel Peace Prize for decades. I remember when they gave Obama the Nobel Peace Prize, he'd been the president for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And people said, what? He hasn't done anything. I think they gave it to him because he was elected and he was the first black president. But if it's symbolic, it means it just is kind of something people can look at, and it stands for something else. So, yeah, not everyone agrees, but then these prizes are more symbolic than anything else.
True, and of course they are controversial, and
yeah.
I don't know how many times I've watched the Academy Awards, for example, and thought, they gave the Oscar to him for Best Actor? That's ridiculous. He must have been really friends with some of the people on the committee or something.
Or sometimes they have to give them the award because they should have won it the year before, but
something
somebody
like
else
that,
got
yeah.
it. Or if you pass away, if you die, you're almost for sure going to get the Oscar.
yeah, but it'll be very difficult to get your body up there on the stage
for their families,
to take
I guess.
Your award. But
yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of symbolic, and of course it's all biased and stuff like that. But we still watch it anyway, and I guess we still have these awards so people can continue to debate whether their
sure.
awards are legitimate or not. Yeah, we need those awards so that we can actually talk about who we think should have gotten the award.
I like to see who won, because if it's in literature at least, I like to go and check out the author. You know, someone's recommending them, and I think, well, I'll go look, see if I share the same opinion. So sometimes we look at these awards as kind of recommendations for things we want to look at, read, or see. And if we're talking about movies, I often see, you know, who got the Oscar? Oh, it must be kind of good. I'll go check it out. So I think that some of these Nobel Prizes in literature, at least, kind of give you that idea that this is a person you need to check out at least.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So let's go on to the final paragraph here and talk about what Dylan himself said. It says, Dylan himself was shocked yeah. but grateful. So he was just as surprised as anybody. Mm. What? I got the Nobel Ooh. Prize for literature?
I know.
Am I reading this right? Did you tell me this correctly? Is there connection wrong in the phone or something? So he was shocked, which means you're very surprised, but he was grateful. Well, okay. That's weird, but okay. That's one on me. Pretty good. I'm honored to have that recognition.
One of the things he didn't want to do, though, is to go to Sweden to pick up his award. So
well, I wouldn't want to go there either.
Yeah, he didn't go to the ceremony to pick up his Nobel Prize. Which
we can all go to Sweden anyway, because we can just pop into the nearest IKEA, and we're in Sweden, basically. So why waste all that money on a plane ticket when you can have it right in your backyard? But in any case, he was grateful, and he said he never stopped to consider whether his songs were literature, and that the award was something he never could have imagined or seen coming. So, yeah, he didn't ever stop to think, hey, my songs are literature. He never felt that way. He thought they were song lyrics or maybe even poetry, but never literature.
No.
Literature is usually in a book. It's printed. You read it to yourself, or maybe somebody reads it out loud, but you never really sing it. And he could not have imagined getting this award, and he didn't see it coming. Sometimes we say that, oh, I didn't see it coming, means that I was totally surprised when it happened.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. It was a complete shock. So it may have been a complete shock, but he did get it. So hopefully one day he really can take in how that feels. I know he was shocked when he got it, but still, pretty amazing.
Pretty weird.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed hearing a little bit about musician Bob Dylan and his Nobel Prize in Literature. Right now, though, we got to sign off, Tom.
Okay.
We thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.